Morning, it was more than 66,000 acres. Tens of thousands of people have been ordered to evacuate.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in Los Angeles. There could be more intentional power outages this week meant to prevent more wildfires. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have some pretty nice weather to start this brand new week, but weather changes are on the way soon. Today, clouds early give way to lots of sunshine. Should be a comfortable day with a high around 79. Tonight, the clouds move in again. Chance of light rain by late tonight, low 62. Tomorrow, good chance of showers around from time to time, high 75. Wednesday and Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely. That will continue through Halloween night as a cold front moves through the state, then much cooler air as we end the week on Friday, the first day of November. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Marbury High School senior Tyler Rivas died after a car crash over the weekend. This wreck happened early Saturday morning on County Road 40 in the Marbury community. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. 3-year-old Camille McKinney was laid to rest yesterday in Birmingham. McKinney was kidnapped from a birthday party on October 12th. Her body was later found in a dumpster. Two people have been charged in her death. And the vehicle of a missing Auburn College student was found in Montgomery Friday night. Authorities say Anaya Blanchard's Honda CR-V was found at the Park Place Apartments off Atlanta Highway. The 19-year-old was reported missing last Thursday. Police say the vehicle is damaged, but there are no signs of foul play. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is now dead after being cornered by U.S. forces.
He died after running into a dead-end tunnel, whimpering and crying and screaming all the way.
A scandal involving naked pictures of her with her husband and another woman have led California Congresswoman Katie Hill to resign.
It's looking like that massive wildfire in California wine country may have been sparked by a power line.
A Southwest Airlines flight attendant has alleged that two pilots live streamed video from a hidden camera in an airplane's bathroom stall to an iPad in the cockpit.
Coming in again at number one was Joker. So look at that. That made another $18.9 million.
There's no school. Again in Chicago as teachers remain on strike. They walked out on the 17th.
That is crunched into left. Goodbye. Astros win game five and take a 3-2 series lead.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. A couple of things here. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, but if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Now, what's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. And we're doing a new drawing this Friday between 2:30 and 2:40. And Papa B's the first guy in the race.
Yes, he ended up being number one.
I want to thank Dr. David Sorensen for coming in today. He is always a great guest to have and very, very, very informative. Brings some great insight to a major news story. Boy, what a weekend of games.
Oh, I know.
I want to tell you something. Every Auburn fan should send a note of congratulations to the defense of Auburn.
Well, I agree. It was just such a messy, sloppy game.
It really was. I mean, they holding them down to 23 points, the only reason Auburn was in the game was because of the defense, and they kind of messed up at the very end of the game, but that was, y'all played a great game, great, great game. LSU's number one, Alabama's now number two.
Oh, wow.
Auburn is sitting at 11. They only dropped 2 points.
Well, that makes sense, too. It was a close game. And, I mean, that close with that onside kick, so.
How about the Oklahoma game?
Oh, I know. That's also why Auburn stayed in the hunt, because they lost to Kansas State. Oklahoma did, right?
Right. Oh, it was sad. Jalen did his part.
Sure.
The rest of the team did not, particularly their defense. I mean, when you don't show up with your defense, you have a problem. And when you show up with your defense, you're staying in the game like Auburn did. And I was very impressed with Auburn with that. And they gave, I mean, I have much more confidence that Alabama can beat LSU now after watching Burrow and his passing. Once you put pressure on him, I mean, y'all's front four going in and putting a blitz with four people on there and giving him the problems that he did, my confidence level in Alabama skyrocketed with that, because we just had one versus in five and to make up the difference there. But I tell you the game that was a shocker to me. Missouri-Kentucky. Missouri messed up. They thought, they didn't think to send your football team, they thought send your art department. I mean, I was sitting there, so what I do is I record a whole bunch of games, and then when I see some of the activity, I'll pull up to that game and start watching. It was sad.
And again, Kentucky has a quarterback that's playing quarterback that really was recruited as a receiver.
Yeah.
And he's been great, though.
He really, I mean, he shocked him. Mm-hmm. But Missouri just didn't show up. Yeah, that's bad. When you send your art department, you've got a real problem. And Alabama, with a second and third string quarterback, did a really good job against Arkansas. I thought that was good, and I thought Saban was smart to play the level of people that he did on both offense and defense, giving some of these guys some experience here. But it was great. It was just wonderful football all weekend. I was morning, noon, and night. I was there and had a great steak to watch it with. Let's do this. Remember the lady that has had the trouble?
Yeah, Katie Hill. Yes.
Katie Hill, member of Congress from California. Her district, she beat an incumbent congressman in a jungle primary that ended up being the two of them in the final, and then she beat him, didn't beat him by much, and this was in an area that, when you look at the vote in 2016 that this congressman got, and then you look at the vote in 2018, he had about a dropout of about 35,000 votes, which he won by 21,000. I think it would have won if it would have been 2020. Let's listen to the story.
Democratic Congresswoman Katie Hill is resigning from office amid an ethics investigation into allegations of an affair with a campaign staffer. Hill tweeting yesterday saying, quote, "This is the hardest thing I have ever had to do, but I believe it is the best thing for my constituents, my community, and our country." Jonathan Hunt is live in Los Angeles with that.
Congresswoman Katie Hill was a rising star in the party and had been handpicked by Speaker Nancy Pelosi for a leadership position. But after compromising photographs of her and text messages to a campaign staffer surfaced, she acknowledged what she called errors in judgment and stepped down, saying as part of a lengthy statement, quote, "It is with a broken heart that today I announce my resignation from Congress." Hill Hill is going through a bitter divorce from her husband following allegations she had an affair with an aide in her congressional office. That is prohibited under House rules. She has denied the affair and in her statement blamed her, quote, abusive husband, writing, having private photos of personal moments weaponized against me has been an appalling invasion of my privacy. It's also illegal, and we are currently pursuing all of our available legal options. And in what appeared to be an acknowledgement there might be more photos or texts out there, Hill said, quote, I know that as long as I am in Congress, we'll live fearful of what might come next and how much it might hurt. Nancy Pelosi also issued a statement praising the 32-year-old Congresswoman's, quote, powerful commitment to her community and bright vision for the future, but adding, quote, she has acknowledged errors in judgment that made her continued service as a member untenable. We must ensure a climate of integrity and dignity in the Congress and in all workplaces. Now, Hill had won her district by 9 points last year, ousting Stephen Knight, the last Republican to hold a House seat in Los Angeles County. In the wake of Hill's resignation, Republican officials say they are looking forward to winning back that seat. We shall see.
I think we're going to be able to do it if we get the right candidate. Now, she would have been easier to beat, but because of all this bad stuff. But what's going to happen is they're going to go through a primary that's going to be pretty hard. They've got March as their date. They have a Super Tuesday date, same time as our primary. That's not a lot of time to get your ducks in a row. The Republicans have already gotten their ducks in a row. You could actually end up conceivably with two Republicans at the number one and number two position.
Well, and if Katie Hill's husband really was abusive, as she claims, I certainly feel for her. But, I mean, a big part of this is, I mean, this big
blow up. Brought on by herself.
Yeah, she helped build the detonator herself. This was naive at best on her part to be engaged in the activity she was. I mean, free country and it's your own life, but when you're a member of Congress, like a big public profile, it's just not a smart thing to do.
It really wasn't, but this is going to be good. This is going to be good for us in this whole thing. So some of the pieces are starting to fall in place here for a pickup in of the House. And all of a sudden, you'll have Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. That'll be pretty neat. Excuse me. Steve Bannon did an unusual piece on Fox and Friends this morning. And we're going to get into stuff of what happened this weekend. We're going to get into the in Durham, what he's doing. I've got some information on that. I think we have something that's coming down within, you know, 48, 72 hours type thing. But listen to Steve Bannon talking about Biden and corruption.
Russia's the one to be president, and Trump doesn't want me to be the nominee. There's certain things that have come across very, very clearly.
But President Trump says Russian interference is a hoax.
He's an idiot in terms of saying that. Everybody knows this.
Joe Biden went after President Trump over the Russian probe. Meanwhile, former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon, your reaction to his 60-minute interview last night.
Look, this is the same thing the Democrats have been doing since President Trump won in November of 2016. It's a nullification project, trying to delegitimize him and nullify his presidency. The Russia thing's a hoax. It was proven in the Mueller investigation. No collusion, no Russian involvement. Even Clapper said, I think it was 100,000 Facebook ads. This thing's a non-event. This is just the Democrats over and over again trying to nullify the 2016 election.
Do you have a problem with his son serving on the Burisma board, or you think that's a rabbit hole?
No, I think it's corruption. I think worse is China. Look, they took over $1 billion from China. I think Joe Biden is totally compromised by China. I think people understand it. I think on the Ukraine situation is the same thing. I think his reason last night was terrible. Oh, I had nothing to do with it. He was already on the board. The son got in the Navy with no expertise because of Joe Biden. He got on the board because of connections to Joe Biden. His whole career is around having access to Joe Biden, political corruption.
Bannon was really good in this interview. I learned some new stuff that he's doing. We may save the Joe Biden interview for tomorrow to play it because it has a bunch in it. And Karl Rove, who's another person I don't use an awful lot, he was on Fox and Friends this morning also with a very interesting interview. But let's stay with Steve Bannon here, talking about Adam Schiff and Durham.
Adam Schiff yesterday was talking about where he's going with impeachment. He's talking about looking at Mulvaney, looking at Pompeo, maybe even bringing in Rudy Giuliani. Here he is on investigating the investigators. Instead of looking at what they're looking at, he says it's a plot and a plan.
That Bill Barr, on the president's behalf, is weaponizing the Justice Department to go after the president's enemies. You don't seek to just prosecute the losing side, but this is what Bill Barr is seeking to do. He is demonstrating once again that he is merely a tool of the president's hand, not the representative of the American people.
But the
You buying that?
Listen, they love the Justice Department when it's going after President Trump's people. This is a U.S. attorney up in Connecticut that's doing an investigation. Now it's in a criminal process. I think guys like Brennan and Clapper ought to lawyer up, because right now you've got a U.S. attorney, totally even-handed, that's going to go investigate this thing. And this is something, they had subpoenas issued by the House Intelligence Committee back in 2017, 2018 to get this information. Now we're going to see it. And this is Schiff just trying to, this is a smokescreen from Adam Schiff. Let the Justice Department and let the U.S. attorney go after this information. Criminal investigation.
Okay, so Bannon actually is kind of doing his own little war room type deal, and he's going to be talking about the process that's happening, and he's going to do something about it. Listen in.
You hopped on with the president. You helped him win the presidency at a time in which everyone thought he was ready to go into a ditch.
I'm his top student, as right. He says. I'm his number one student. Proud to be his number one student.
You got a Wall Street background, as well as a military background, as well as a lifetime of experience. You set up this impeachment thing not to get ratings to grow stations, because you want to stay ahead of the curve. So right now, this week, Pompeo, Rudy, and Mulvaney are on deck, perhaps, to go and talk in front of this committee. What does that mean? Will they do it?
Well, listen, this is, I think you saw with Kupperman. They're going to start asking, and I don't understand why, you know, they put out, Scipione, Pat put out this letter a couple weeks ago to say no more information and no more people going forward. I don't know whether it hasn't been enforced. I think it will start to be enforced this week. You know, this situation right now is about precedent, it's about policy, and it's about process. You had David Rifkin in the Wall Street Journal and Elizabeth Price Foley had a great article that said until they have a full vote of the House, this is completely illegitimate constitutional process. And I think this thing ought to be fought. I think it ought to be fought all the way up to the Supreme Court. And what you're seeing is this just a policy difference. The unelected people that were in there, the State Department and Defense Department people, have a difference in philosophy, just like they have in Syria and Iraq to the Trump presidency. This is a difference in policy. This is the kind of normal course of business, I think, of things that happen every day. And I think you should get more information as this process becomes more visible. You're going to see that this is much ado about nothing. This is Schiff and a radical group of Democrats that are throwing the country into a constitutional crisis over the Christmas holidays. We're hurtling towards a constitutional crisis. That's the reason I set up this War Room Impeachment, which is a podcast and a website, just to get all this information out there so the president's friends and allies in the grassroots can see what a farce this is.
That's encouraging. Bannon does a good job with this type of stuff, so it's very encouraging that he's doing this. Newstone 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. The world is changing. Isn't it time smoking changed too? Vuse Alto is a vapor product offering you a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Simple to use, surprisingly quiet, and impressively powerful. Our best vapor yet at our best price ever. 99 cents plus tax at participating retailers. 99 cent offer applies to Alto device. Pods sold separately. Underage sale prohibited.
I think this doll I found in the attic is cursed.
No, its eyes are just very lifelike.
Then why does its head keep spinning?
Be my friend forever.
Oh, that is scary.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's easy-to-use mobile app. You can manage your Geico policy whenever, wherever.
Let's play with another doll. Or we can just bury it deep in the ground.
Happy Geico-ween. Download the industry-leading Geico app today.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Who's ever 29228? That's where we are. Man, the Nationals just wrecked it last night.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. This is the night. They could come back and do it all here. Oh, well.
We'll see.
2-3. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey Dan, I'm sorry about but the Nationals have just tanked.
They did. And let me tell you, they really did.
Their batting average is terrible.
Well, they couldn't. Their pitching was bad, and it all was a wreck. I mean, I couldn't put enough wine on that to make it good.
Yeah, it's kind of bad. They took off, you know, when on the road, but man, they got home and just. Three runs in three games.
Yeah.
Not going to get it.
You got to have some good bats.
Yeah. Dan, I hadn't really paid attention this morning. I know you had a guest on earlier. Did you have a chance to look at the media this morning, like Morning JoJo, and what their reaction was to the killing of this scumbag over there?
I did.
Did they jump on Trump? Did they criticize Trump for his words?
It's kind of interesting of how they did this. It's Morning Joe talked about the announcement and the way Trump handled it, and then they criticized the people that were criticizing Trump for some of the things that he said. Now, as soon as I saw the announcement, I was watching it live, I said, here are the points that he's going to get criticized on. Not letting the Congress know, number one, doing the he died like a dog type thing, and then the way he kind of owned it. And all it was just vintage Trump. He told a story. If you listen to Trump's rally, he loves to tell stories, and he told a story about the Delta Force people going in and taking him out. But they, yeah. You know, it's never enough for them, never enough. You're going to hear.
No. Obama, with his deal, they fell down at his feet and worshipped him. Oh, man, what a great, you know, they just, it doesn't matter. This guy was a lower-than-life scumbag.
Yep.
The things that ISIS did to people, and then he grabs his own kids and takes them in there and blows them. I mean, the man, right now, he's frying like a sausage. But you know what I mean? This guy was lower than a snake's belly. Why would you say anything good about him? And why would anybody in this country defend him or defend anything that we did to him? Like you said, it doesn't matter what he does. But you know what, Dan? He keeps doing these things in spite of the left. In spite of what they're doing to try to pull him down, he just keeps on going.
Well, you'll hear Swalwell in just a little bit talk about, he's asked about it, and watch how he, in his little squirmy way, flips this thing. Did you hear what happened in the Washington Post?
Yeah, I saw that.
I
thought they were describing a professor of religion at some...
Yeah, they had... So the first headline was, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, Islamic State terrorist-in-chief, dies at 43. Then they changed it to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, austere religious scholar at helm of Islamic State, dies at 48. That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing to me.
That is just pure propaganda, leftist propaganda. I mean, it's just it's disgusting. And you're talking about Swalwell. I can't believe that Fox News would let Chris Wallace, who is a lefty himself, sit there and waste their airtime interviewing that idiot on his show. Swallow, did you hear him? He did question it, some of his comments. And Swalwell just and he's got this thing about if you act a certain way or something, then you're guilty by association or by some kind of a conscious, you know, guilty conscience. I mean, that guy is a nut. And why would Fox just waste their time with that? That was just ridiculous.
Well, they need. I'm kind of glad that he went out there. Chris Wallace could have been a little more aggressive with them. Should have called him out on a couple of things, but Chris wants to host one of the debates or moderate one of the debates. But I think Swalwell did more damage than he did good out of that.
Oh, yeah. He's made a fool out of himself. This thing that he's come up with, you know what I'm talking about. What does he call it? Something about your conscience.
Consciousness. Consciousness of guilt.
Yeah, what is that?
Let me tell you what, that's they rebrand things so they can get their narrative to fit.
I mean, it's just, he's a nut. And I can't believe he was ever even thought he could be a president of this country. But anyway, I'm glad that's one's come back down and plenty of go. And you can see, this stuff's been going on, Dan, with Trump, you know, getting these guys, he's working behind the scenes doing things. Nobody has any idea what he's doing. And why didn't he tell the Congress about it? Would you have told those people that have been leaking stuff all over the place?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have.
No.
They don't deserve to know about it, because I guarantee you, somebody would have informed on it and probably blown the whole thing up.
Well, he doesn't have to do it. It's a courtesy, but Nancy Pelosi made it sound like it's what you do.
Well, no, I wouldn't have. I would not have. All the stuff that's been leaked over there, good grief. Coming out of Washington, I wouldn't trust anybody there. Forget about the courtesy. She doesn't deserve any much, I don't believe, anyways, but, you know. I think somebody needs to sneak up behind her when she's speaking one day and pour some bottled water on her and see if she starts melting.
I'm melting.
I got you, my pretty. And all this stuff, you know, she reminds me of the wicked witch of the West there. But yeah, I think it's a good thing, and Trump's just keep on doing what he's doing, and the Democrats here, they just keep stepping in it. So
anyways, give me your prediction on Florida, Georgia.
Oh, it's going to be a tough one. Georgia's pretty good, though I saw a little chink in their armor there. If Florida can play defense and get their guys back, that they're missing some good defense players. If they can get their defense going, and Trask has a good day, I think we got a shot at them. You never know. I've seen so many upsets in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, man.
It's unbelievable. You know, two more top 10 teams bit the dust this weekend. So, you know, Auburn kind of, you know, I'm not a real avid Auburn fan. I do keep up with them because my kids went there. But they, until they get a offense, and if they had had a decent quarterback, an experienced quarterback, they had a chance to beat LSU.
They really did. Their defense kept Auburn in that game.
Yeah, but they got gassed there in the end because yeah. Auburn kept going out. And I don't know how many times Nix threw the ball in the ground. What was he doing? He didn't know what to do.
He didn't have an open receiver.
Yeah, and he kept doing this sideways, like, throw the ball in the ground, and that's going to – you can't keep doing that. But he just looked like he was he just wasn't prepared. And I can imagine, you know, this guy was, you know, playing in high school last year at this time.
Right.
And that's a big – you know, he's been on two big stages, and it's going to be tough. But Alabama just looked like they didn't even – they just put another bullet in the gun and kept on going.
Yep. Second and third string quarterback. Jim, I got to go. I'm up against a break here, my friend.
Yeah, y'all have a good week.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. We're told the remains of Islamic State terrorist leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi have been buried at sea.
He's dead. He's dead as a doornail.
President Trump at a police chief's conference in Chicago, he says some video of the raid on the compound in Syria where Baghdadi was killed may be released. Fox has not confirmed reports that Baghdadi's top assistant was killed in a separate operation, an airstrike involving American and Kurdish forces. Another wildfire in California and western Los Angeles has more people forced from their homes.
L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti said the winds helped this fire grow.
I personally saw five homes that are on Tiger Tail that have been lost.
Fierce winds forced the Kincade Fire to grow in Sonoma County. As of Monday morning, it was more than 66,000 acres. Tens of thousands of people have been ordered to evacuate.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in Los Angeles. There could be more intentional power outages this week meant to prevent more wildfires. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have some pretty nice weather to start this brand new week, but weather changes are on the way soon. Today, clouds early give way to lots of sunshine. Should be a comfortable day with a high around 79. Tonight, the clouds move in again. Chance of light rain by late tonight, low 62. Tomorrow, good chance of showers around from time to time, high 75. Wednesday and Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely. That will continue through Halloween night as a cold front moves through the state, then much cooler air as we end the week on Friday, the first day of November. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Reminder, any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. If you're a first-time caller, your name will go in twice. How about them apples? I want to share something with the audience. Our good friend Big John is in the hospital at Baptist South. He was not feeling good, and they're testing him for diabetes. And so would really appreciate prayers for Big John. Big John. I also have another friend, Peggy, who's a big listener to the show, personal friend, and she has family that's out in California in the Kindred's fire, Kincaid fire, sorry.
Oh, okay.
And their names are, and I believe in praying for people by name, Kathy, Patty, Jay, and James. And it, I'm a big believer in prayer. That's what got me through my cancer. So lift them up, if you would, please. Big John, and then we have Kathy, Patty, Jay, and James in the Kincaid fire in California. Maybe you need to get them on the phone. Of course, they don't have any power. And that's just terrible that they did that. Let's go back to Steve Bannon here, and he's going to be talking about the presidency and defending the presidency.
Do you think the president has responded in an organized, effective way to push back on the narrative Democrats are pushing?
Look, the president, you saw yesterday, the president's got a day job. It's being commander-in-chief and president of the United States. You know, he's negotiating with the Chinese. He's looking what to do in Syria and the Middle East, defending Saudi Arabia. He's going after, you know, al-Baghdadi and ISIS to destroy the physical caliphate. He's busy doing his job as president of the United States. I think the White House has probably a different strategy this week. I think the campaign, they both have terrific people. You have outside groups like ourselves who are volunteers, who are people that supported the president that are now going to get on point. I got to tell you, every witness, we're going to review every witness's background. We're going to contest all the information we're seeing. We're just going to sit there and fight these selective leaks that have come out. Nancy Pelosi is running political warfare. This is a sophisticated political disinformation campaign, and it needs to be combated by somebody. I think the outside groups are probably the best to do this. We're going to be there to defend the president, his presidency,
in
his action.
Since Jim brought it up, and I think it's very good that he's doing that. I'm glad somebody is doing that. Maybe, and it seems from me kind of poking around that website, what he's doing is he's putting out his talking points, hoping that other people will pick those up and use those. Mm-hmm. And it would be good if they do, because they're getting down to questions I've asked. For example, so how do you know this, media, about a particular subject that's coming out of the hearing, because it's a closed hearing,
right?
And there are not supposed to be any leaks. And see what the media says about that. And so who's leaking to you? Is it, and you don't have to give a name, but is it a Democrat or Republican? I'm going to guess it's a Democrat because you're giving Democrat talking points.
I'd imagine it's a little bit of both of them.
I haven't seen anything that says Republicans do. I don't see anything where they're doing the testimony that refutes what right. was said. All they do is say, we heard testimony that refuted what he said, didn't say exactly what it was. Okay, so Jim brought up Swalwell. One of your most favorite people.
I can't stand old Butterface here, but we guess we got to listen to
you
it.
You got to listen to it when you got to listen to it. Okay, so Swalwell is going to be asked by Chris Wallace about the al-Baghdadi takedown.
House Democrats Listen. Are in the middle of impeachment hearings that could lead to the removal of President Trump. But as you've seen this morning, the president announced a successful military raid that took out one of this country's biggest enemies. Here to discuss both is Congressman Eric Swalwell, a Democratic member of the House Intelligence Committee. And your reaction to the raid, the takedown of Baghdadi, what it means for the U.S., what it means for stability in the Middle East.
It's a good and just day in America. And, you know, I thank the intelligence community for the role they played, the men and women who were part of the combat operation. And also, it sounds like the Kurds did play an assisting role here, which I think goes to the value of the Kurds. I'll say to your question earlier to the Vice President, it is unfortunate that the Speaker of the House and the Gang of Eight, at least on the Democratic side, were not notified. As you remember, after the Osama bin Laden raid, the Gang of Eight was read in by President Obama. And I hope that doesn't go to other issues where we are not being informed and able to play our oversight authority.
Let me, wait a minute. You're saying that none of the Gang of Eight, you're talking about the intel head and the ranking minority member in each party, as well as the leaders in the House and Senate, none of them were informed about this?
On the Democratic side. And I was told that just before I came on. And I also read...
Chuck Schumer, not Nancy Pelosi, not the Adam Schiff?
That's correct. But it sounded like from the president's words that he had consulted at least with Richard Burr, who is the Republican lead on the Senate side. And again, that just goes to larger concerns that the president is abdicating the responsibility to keep Congress informed. And President Obama did do that before the Osama bin Laden raid. Again, this is a big day for the person that was taken down and the people, and it means a lot to the people who were victims of what al-Baghdadi has done. And I don't want to take away from that.
I don't want to take anything away from that, but...
This is what we're going to focus on.
Yeah, this is... I'm going to tell you this because it's shirking his responsibility of oversight. These guys have got this oversight stuff. First of all, the impeachment is investigating a potential crime that has nothing to do with legislative oversight. Nothing. And that's why you have an impeachment vote, so you can start moving into that area of looking at potential crimes and high crimes and misdemeanors. Okay, so you like that? Wait till you get to this one here. Talking about impeachment proceedings.
Does this success in taking down one of the country's greatest enemies at all, and this is a question I asked the Vice President, at all weaken the case, if only politically, for the impeachment of President Trump?
We still expect the president to carry out his duties as president, just as President Nixon did when he underwent an impeachment inquiry, and just as President Clinton did. And we're going to continue to make sure that he's held to account. You know, this can be compartmentalized.
So as far as you're concerned, despite the success, despite all the other things the president is doing, impeachment goes full steam ahead?
We're not concerned about what he did with this ISIS raid. We're concerned about the extortion scheme that it looks like he led with the Ukrainians.
One of the big complaints that you hear from Republicans and from the president is that Democrats are conducting these hearings behind closed doors. When are you going to go public?
In short order, and when we're done. We're meticulously moving through. And this happened last month. We got the whistleblower complaint last month, and we've interviewed nearly a dozen witnesses. And the arrows continue to point in the direction that the president, even with his own words and Mick Mulvaney signing off on those words, led a shakedown scheme with the Ukrainians. It would be bad enough if all he did was ask them to investigate his political opponent. It would be worse and in a gross abuse of power if he leveraged a White House meeting, and it would be an extraordinary abuse of power if he leveraged $391 million in taxpayer dollars for that scheme. It looks like he has done all of that, but we're going to give him a fair process, and this will move to a public proceeding soon. But nearly 50 Republicans are invited to participate in all of these. They get equal time to ask questions, an unlimited amount of time to ask questions. But, Chris, you would be shocked about how few of them actually show up and participate.
Man.
Honestly, at this point, I'm just tired of it.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm tired of this stupid game. Y'all go in your secret room. The Republicans, like Zeldin and Jordan, say something, and you, Swalwell and Schiff, say something, and the New York Times might report something that gets leaked. It's just I don't know what's true. So that's why I'm frustrated with the process, because we don't actually know the substance.
Yeah, we don't. And if we knew what was going on, we'd be American public would be better served. But they don't want to. Anybody should know what's going on. They want to do it just the way they're doing. Then they can control their narrative. If you had a narrative where people could decide, I don't think anybody would be anywhere near with them. Which sounds longer, last month or a month and a half ago?
Month and a half.
Yeah, that's how long it's been, a month and a half. Last month is last month, a month ago plus 2 weeks. Don't you hate it when that happens?
Yeah.
God.
Okay. Well, I think we agree on this, is that the Democrats thought they could move public opinion polling quickly with a bombshell interview or two behind closed doors, leak it to the press, and then move forward with articles. I think that did not happen. I think the polls instead just people went to their camps and stayed in their camps.
Well, and the main one is that inquiry and inquiring about something is different than going through impeachment proceedings, and that's where they're getting the pushback, particularly in those six key states. But I'm looking forward to the impact of the Baghdadi killing, what that's going to do.
Right.
I mean, you heard him. We're not concerned about him just doing his job. We're concerned about him about, you know, hijacking and extortion. These big power words they're trying to use. Okay, so you just thought it was over, didn't you?
No!
Whistleblower testifying. Listen to how he described what happened here.
The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, who has in a sense been leading this investigation, even though there are three committees involved, says you may not even call, you collectively, you may not even call the whistleblower to testify. As a matter of basic fairness, shouldn't Republicans, shouldn't the president get a chance to at least hear and even to confront the accuser who set all of this in motion?
The whistleblower is not the accuser. You know, the whistleblower pulled the fire alarm. First responders showed up. They saw flames, smoke,
first
a collapsing building, and the president holding a gas canister and matches in his hand. So the evidence is there. What the whistleblower alleged has been largely corroborated, and not to mention the president has threatened the whistleblower, who does have rights to be and remain anonymous. So,
but there are at least two issues, it seems to me, that are important about the whistleblower. One, which even the inspector general raised about potential political bias, and two, there are also kind of a confusion about his contact with Democratic staff of the House Intelligence Committee before he filed his report. Shouldn't that be questioned by both Democrats and Republicans?
Well, let me clear up the issues about, you know, contact with the staff. First, the chairman has never met the whistleblower, does not know the whistleblower's identity, and did not know what the whistleblower complaint was going to say. When the staff received the complaint, which happens often, our staff receive a lot of whistleblowers' complaints, they directed the whistleblower to the proper channels, which the whistleblower went through. If the whistleblower had new evidence that has not been corroborated or implicated in our investigation, I would agree with you to your first point that the whistleblower would be relevant. But it seems that this is just a punitive attempt by the president and Republicans to go after somebody they believe is an enemy.
He said that Adam Schiff did not know what the whistleblower was going to say. I think that is just out and out lie.
But also, I wonder, do any of these people they've interviewed so far in this secret room, were they some of the sources to the whistleblower?
That'd be a great question, but we don't know because...
Because it would go to the heart of what has been corroborated, if anything. Like, wait, are you talking about the people that gave the info to the whistleblower first and they're corroborating what they told the whistleblower?
Is this a circular...
Right, or is these people independent of that whole process? It just... I can't stand
it. Yeah, I mean, some of the stuff he's saying, the way he described it, that the whistleblower was just the guy who pulled the fire alarm, that's crazy. And then the other people basically were the eyewitnesses? No, they're not. I mean, what, Taylor? Taylor was fourth and fifth hand knowledge. Red Top, hang on. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team. Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVP
MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a time out and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. Or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. And select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
.27 2 9 2 2 8, this is where we are. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing this beautiful day?
Outstanding. I wish I was out in it.
Oh, man. Well, I'm soaking up all the rays for you, Dan. Don't you worry.
Thank you.
And let me make another great declaration. My two Dan Morris coffee cups are still hanging in there.
There you go. Good.
Toughest cups in the world. And that makes that coffee taste so much better in the morning, sir.
I like that. Good. Thank you.
Chris Wallace might as well go to CBS the way he's acting and talking is all I got to say. His declarations that he's making is this is going to bring the president up to remove the president from office and all this stuff. This is a step beyond the Russia investigation and really a step below it in credibility. This investigation even has less to go on than the other one because it ain't nothing. And they have probably made a huge, put up a huge hump for Donald Trump doing any foreign policy and speaking with any foreign leaders, don't you think? I don't see why anybody wants to even talk to him on the telephone after this crap's going on, but he's got to do it. Being in the White House the way you have been, what is a situation like this? How does it affect the president's dealing with other dignitaries?
Are you talking about the phone call?
Yes, I mean, everybody's listening to the phone call now. He's being attacked for a phone call. That's all there is to it. We know there's no quid pro quo, and Bob Barr's really cleaning house now. But how does this affect his ability to deal with other foreign governments? Do they ignore it, or are they mindful of it?
They do it, too.
What do you mean they do it too?
Exactly what we do is what they do.
In other words, do they shut up and not want to talk to the president?
No. I'm saying is that when Ronald Reagan would talk to Margaret Thatcher, Margaret Thatcher would have people on the phone while she was talking to Reagan.
Yeah, okay.
Just like Reagan had people on the phone when he was talking to Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah, so everybody's always been listening all the time, and everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean...
They don't expect it to be released, and what he did is Zelensky, he asked for his permission to release it.
Yes. So, Donald Trump can't get any further above board in keeping things as legitimate as he can, so... I'm not worried about the president as much as I am. I'm worried about the country. They are really making folks mad. And this stuff that happened at the Nationals game, it's a good thing I wasn't at the game. I'm sorry, I would have lost control. I would have beat the hell out of anybody.
And what he's talking about, folks, is the president was there, and in the third inning they announced that he was there, and he got a big raucous boo.
Yeah, I know. That pissed me off. You know, good. I don't want the Nationals to win. They can go to hell. In fact, they need to pull the team out. They don't deserve a team with an attitude like that.
Well, it wasn't the team, it was the fans.
I know, but, you know. And a lady made a good point. So that stadium's full of people that can afford to go, elite people who can afford to go to the game in Washington. So those are the ones that are all voting Democrat anyway.
Well, when you look at Washington, D.C. area, and I'm including parts of Maryland and Northern Virginia in that, and then, of course, the District of Columbia, where you have to be really wealthy to live in D.C. These folks are just naturally liberal. They're bureaucrats. They have made their living off government. And I could have told you they were going to boo.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised. But I'm very disappointed. More disappointed in the press and Fox News, which they are obviously run by Disney's now. Disney, which is extremely biased. So they are acting like Mickey Mouse brains. So if they're going to act like Mickey and Minnie, there's no point listening to them anymore, is it? In fact, Mickey and Minnie made a hell of a lot more sense than these people. I think I'll go back to watching. I think the cartoons are a hell of a lot better. You know, I'd do better off watching the Flintstones and the Jetsons in the afternoon like I did when I was 8 years old. So, anyway, our president is great. Business has never been better. In the wintertime, I'm stunned. Wouldn't be happening without our great president, a man with a vision that has put our country back on the map. And thank God for him. I appreciate the time.
Let me ask you a question on the painting.
Yes, sir.
Are you getting more repairs? Or are you getting more, we're just going to change everything in the house and we want new colors?
Actually, a little bit of both. Now that it started raining again and nobody had any rain all summer, I just got two calls for lots of roof leaks today. Oh, man, water stains all over the damn place out in Deer Creek and Ray Thornton. Mm-hmm. And then just people aren't selling their houses. They're just doing upgrades.
Yeah.
Did you ever get the cracks fixed in your wall?
No.
Make sure you keep that soaker hose going, even though it's wintertime. You know, that soil compacts really bad over here.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, I had a $262 water bill.
Oh. It's $6,000 foundation bill. It wouldn't be that deep.
No, my foundation bill.
Don't work.
My foundation bill, when I got it fixed, it was $25,000.
Wow. Very. And it did work?
It worked partially.
Okay, that's what I expected. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much again. Keep me informed. I don't always get a chance to listen because I'm out of the area sometimes, but I'm keeping up with it. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate you.
All right.
Rodney, we do not have enough time for to get to you and have you on, so I want you to hang on for me. A couple of reminders, Weekly Farm Market, Gift Basket, any caller can get in, including Rodney. But if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Going to the top of our back break, starting the final hour with Rodney right after this.
Dan Morris Show.